This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host, and for the next 60 minutes, we'll explore the history of rock and roll from a vinyl point of view. In a world where B-sides and album cuts predominate, along with, at times, some not-so-subtle commentary, involving everything from the blues of the 30s to today's newest releases. We've been tasked with a massive responsibility, the origins of the music we love. So let's get started. One of, if not the biggest deal in music this year was the James Gang. The Joe Walsh vehicle that would put Cleveland on the map. The Gang would be number two to the Raspberries on all-time most influential bands from the city. From the James Gang, Joe's Barnstorm, his solo material, and his contributions to the Eagles, he did Ohio proud. The James Gang, along with Walsh, consisted of Jim Fox, ex of Tom King and the Starfires and the Outsiders, and Tom Chris, recorded the first LP in 1969, Your Album, on ABC's Bluesway subsidiary. The first single, Don't Have the Time, didn't chart, but the second one did, sorta, at 126. The song, Funk 48. Here's both.
Trying to tell
The second LP, The James Gang Rides Again, replaced Chris with Dale Peters on bass, cementing the classic gang lineup, and would update the previous Funk 48 with the obviously titled Funk Number 49. This time going top 100 at number 59. The LP would also feature the cut The Bomber, a cut that used Ravel's Bolero. Litigation followed, causing ABC to edit it out. Subsequent CD reissues restored the original program. Once again, here's both.
We'll be right back.
the next album, not coincidentally titled Thirds, would go gold and include another top 100 single, Walk Away. But it's the opening cut on side two that caught my ear, Midnight Man. This was the last LP to feature Walsh as lead guitar. And for a third time, here's both.
Seems to me, you don't want to talk about it. Seems to me,
is now noticed only in retrospect that Thirds was the band's high point, and the subsequent LPs proved it. So what happened? Well, that's simple. Joe Walsh left and formed the band Barnstorm, along with fellow ex-Measle. Now, remember back to the 1966 show? I hope so, because there will be a test. Drummer Joe Fatale. But back to the surviving James gang, now without Joe's exceptional songwriting talents. The band lumbered on, choosing the cut Looking for My Lady as this representative single, which just barely missed the top 100 at 108. From the Straight Shooter LP from July of 1972. Woke up early in the morning, round about the break of day. The rest of the James Gang catalog was pretty much forgettable, except for one single that did manage to crack the 100, at number 54, from the Bang LP, an album featuring guitarist Tommy Bolin. The cut, Must Be Love. Oh, one more thing. You're listening to The Vinyl Garage. Yeah.
must be love. Friends say I'm crazy, I wonder if I'm an odd. I get so confused, my tongue tied knots. My head is spinning, but I can't get enough. You're feeling loaded, must be love, yeah.
Back to the aforementioned Barnstorm. Heading to Caribou Ranch Studios, Colorado in March of 1972, Joe and the band took a more folk path, releasing the self-titled Barnstorm LP in September of that year. Two cuts come to the forefront, the rock-based Turn to Stone and the love song Bird Call Morning. Turn to Stone would show up again on a Walsh solo LP, So What?, where it was released as a single. We'll be right back. The classic lineup of the James Gang, Walsh, Fox, and Peters remained apart until 1991, when the latter two joined Walsh on stage at the Nautica Pavilion in Cleveland. Once again in 1996 at CSU for a Bill Clinton election rally and an appearance on the Drew Carey Show in 1998. But it was 2001 when they eventually performed three proper shows at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Allen Theater in February of that year. From the Allen Theater, here's Ashes, the Rain, and I, and Garden Gate, cuts originally found on the Rides Again LP.
Thank you.
There you have it. A perfectly good hour of your life listening to me. The Vinyl Garage applauds your discerning taste. Questions, comments, undying allegiance, or complete disdain can be directed at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com or Facebook/Vinyl Garage Show. So until next time, this is Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening.
Not zero, you know, the sheet or something.